Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. TheLatinoCoalition.com, right, Hector?
Yes, sir. TheLatinoCoalition.com.
We're live streaming.
If anybody wants to be at the event with us, we're live streaming the event tomorrow.
And so that's your Hispanic event in Cleveland in association with the Republican Convention.
That's right. We got Chris Christie coming by. We got Sean Duffy coming by. The RNC coming by. I mean, it's going to be a great event.
Congratulations on putting that together, Hector. And by the way, Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, is the chairman of the Latino Coalition, former SBA administrator, author of The Engine of America, which is a book that I recommend to you. Hector, I want to ask you about the trajectory of the voter, the Hispanic voter. Everybody has always, we've known that the majority of Hispanic voters vote Democrat. What is the trend? Is there a trend?
There is a trend, Jim. I'm glad you asked me that.
Because you're also saying that it's the fastest growing business community. And in my opinion, the more people who make, the more a person makes a payroll, the less they're interested in the state running your lives,
There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Those things are not compatible. You know, being free, being an entrepreneur and you know, building something for yourself and your family is not compatible with government control. So you're absolutely right. I told you there's 4 million of those companies,
mm-hmm.
and those numbers could double. I mean, we could have 12 million Hispanic companies within 10 years. But the trajectory, what we're seeing is a lot more folks saying that they're really independent. To be perfectly honest with you, they're fed up with both parties.
Yeah.
This is really important, Jim, because I don't know if you know this, and I think you and I have talked about this before. There's about 1 million Hispanics in the United States that turn 18 every year.
Wow.
And that's going to continue for the next decade or more. So 1 million new voters. Now, in some states, you know, like where I live in California, that vote's not going to make any difference because, you know, the Democrats are going to win California. But in a lot of other states that are growing with large Hispanic populations like Colorado, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, even places like North Carolina, Virginia, and Ohio, those are pivotal states.
Right.
And both of these parties are going to be fighting for those, and Hispanics could make the difference, especially if it's really close, in those states. So it's something to keep your eye on.
Well, that's the reason why, it's one of the reasons why New Mexico's in play, right?
Right. Well, I mean, as you know, New Mexico is a primarily an Hispanic state. It's been a Democratic state, but
gone Republican too, though, in the past.
Yes, it has, and it has a Republican governor named Donna Martinez.
Right.
She's the head of the Governors Association. So, you know, like I said, that state can go either way. But I worked for President Bush. Bush was able to win that state,
yep,
even when they had a Democratic governor, Bill Richardson. Now there's a Republican governor named Susana Martinez, and that state could be in play again.
I know that this is the craziest season I've ever seen. I've been around a long time. I've been watching politics a long time. You've been involved in politics for a long time, you and your family. But there's never been a year like this year. And I know that Donald Trump has an asymmetrical type of campaign, sort of a weird approach to things. I mean, illogical, but they seem to work out for him. But I don't see the long term benefit of not embracing Martinez from New Mexico and making nice with Rubio from Florida and Cruz. I'm hoping they get that worked out. I don't see the strategy in not doing that.
Well, I think he's starting to move in that direction. Ted Cruz is going to be speaking at the convention, and he's going to be there in person. Now, he hasn't endorsed Trump yet, but he's going to speak there.
Yep.
And I think that's interesting because Trump said you don't endorse me, you don't speak at the convention. Well, Cruz is speaking at the convention. Marco Rubio is going to be speaking at the convention, too. He's not going to be there in person. He's running for Senate again in Florida. But he's going to send a videotaped message, and they're going to show it there. Justina Martinez is speaking
at the convention. But Hector, if they're going to get – they can't phone in the approach to the Hispanics. They've got to get up in their community.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it, and it's getting late in the game. You know, I've told you this before. You know, when President Bush ran for president the first time, he started his Hispanic outreach one year before the election. So we're in the last 2 months, and we got a lot of room to catch up.
In the last minute I got left, Kasich, how does Trump leave Ohio without Kasich being involved in this convention? I don't see that. I can't see the strategy in that. Tell me.
Well, that's literally, figuratively, the elephant in the room. This is the governor of the state. This was his last competitor in the race. I don't think Republicans can win without Ohio. So I think that they're going to have to do something. Maybe we're going to see a surprise at the
Maybe there'd be a big dramatic flourish at the end or something, right?
Well, and it would be
Kumbaya. Do they know how to sing Kumbaya, you think?
Yeah. I think we're all going to be singing Kumbaya if that happens. But, I think there's still time. The governor's here in the state, and I know he's doing other events, and I hope he attends the convention.
Wow, this is what a crazy year. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Hey, Hector, good job, and good luck with your event tomorrow, and live streaming from thelatinocoalition.com, right?
Thank you, Jimmy. You're the best.
Okay, thanks, Hector. Take care of yourself. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.